When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 109 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everybody's doing well out there and you're staying out of this heat that we're experiencing, certainly here in the South. And we've been out in the Midwest the last week, and it was excruciatingly hot, about 110 with, I guess they say it's a dry heat, but it may be the hottest I've ever been in my life. Even when the wind blew, we were hot. But we had a good week, and it was good to get away. Natalie's doing well, so appreciate all the well wishes there. And appreciate also, there's been three or four more reviews that have come in over the last week. So thank you for that, especially those of you who listen on iTunes. So really appreciate that and appreciate the love for the podcast. Would continue to encourage you to share this with others. If you found this information helpful, then perhaps some other guys will too. So feel free to share and reach out to me if not only if you need some help or you want to work, but just to tell me how things are going and if there are specific topics that you would like for me to address on the podcast and in future episodes, I'd be glad to hear from you as well. So drdarrenwilson.com or drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, and would love to hear from you. So hope all is well with you. So this week, the topic is patience. And I titled this Patience is Learned because for me in particular, it is something that is not only learned, but it is an ongoing learning experience or an ongoing learning journey. And some of you out there who have these same trials that I do can certainly understand that and certainly relate. If you are by nature a patient person, I would say good for you. You probably struggle in some other area, which is often the case, right? Maybe we're very confident, but yet we struggle in, you know, another area of our life. So if patience is not something that you you deal with and you're a pretty patient person by nature, or you've already learned this, then I will say great for you and kudos. But for those of us who want things done, you know, yesterday, today or tomorrow, today we want things done now, right? And we don't like to wait. And certainly over the past, you know, 10-15 years, I think this has just gotten exponentially tougher or even magnified because of our iPhones and, you know, cell phones in general. And we want things now, right? You can Google something, you want the answer. We don't like to stand in line. We have fast passes. We're able to pay ahead, You can get a ticket ahead, right, for a movie, so you don't have to even worry about that. You can actually pre-order popcorn. You can pre-order drinks, whatever, for the movie, because we've become such a generation of wanting things now. And there's nothing wrong with efficiency. I like efficiency too. But it's when we notice that we are becoming increasingly impatient, not only with ourselves, but with those around us, right? And it affects us in a negative way, and it affects others in a negative way. And we are not as productive when we are extremely impatient, because I think it impacts and impedes our thinking. And, you know, part of this work, as I talk about a lot, is clean thinking and clear thinking. And we want to make sure that we are thinking kind of above the fray, right? I like to think about, you know, if you kind of got this cloud and there's this cloud around you when you're so impatient and you just feel that angst and you're just like, oh, it's got to be done. And I want it done now, or I want this situation remedied. I want it taken care of. And you make poor decisions. You say things you don't want to say. You say things that you regret. When, in fact, you can and you are able to be in the present with your impatience and all, then you are able to actually see what's going on around you. And so I want to tell you a little story, and then I'll give you a few things that hopefully will help you learn to be more patient. Are there times where impatience is probably good? Sure. I mean, we all want, our goals to be accomplished maybe quicker. We all want, things to be more expedited along. But I want you to notice that and know that and come at it from a place of, this is my intention. You know, I am being intentionally impatient, if you will. Okay. So quick story. Going out to our trip, we live in Atlanta, and so if you've flown through Atlanta, you know the Atlanta airport is the busiest, or bobs back and forth being the busiest airport in the country, and it is usually extremely efficient. I will say that. I don't mind flying in and out of Atlanta. The worst part probably is parking and getting in, but even once you get in, it's once you've flown in and out of there, unless you've got probably a connecting flight to somewhere because it's a big airport, it's fairly easy to get around. There's a lot of food. It's clean. It's, again, it's very efficient. Flights typically run on time, and you know what's been going on in the country over the last couple of weeks. But flights typically run on time. It's a Delta hub. You can get to anywhere practically in the world from Atlanta. So I don't mind flying in and out of Atlanta. However, we are supposed to fly at 11 a.m. This was last Saturday morning, so we get up, we're fairly early, and you guys know I like to be early. So I had gotten, and my wife did a good job. We got down there, we were there plenty of time. We were about 2 hours early. We have TSA, we get right through security, it's great. We are ready to go. We're going to grab a little breakfast and just be prepared for our flight. And lo and behold, we no more than sit down at the gate, and the flight's delayed. So the flights, first of all, I've got the app, so it pops up and, it's delayed about 50 minutes. I'm like, man, we're already here early. Got a 50-minute delay. It's fine. Life's good. We're here. No issues. So we finish our breakfast. We do our thing. We've got some coffee. We're just, just kind of chilling out, just waiting. And then the next delay. Now it's an hour and a half. Same thing, right? It's starting to well. Long story short, we have a 4-hour delay. 4 hours. So now we're in the Atlanta airport for 4 hours. So my patience, right, is already being tested. And the people around, you can just hear everyone that has the app and the monitors come up. You can hear the groan and the sighs go amongst the airport. And then they change gates. And so finally, 4 hours later, we do take off. So we have that. Well, then coming back, it gets even more interesting. Coming back, no problem. We get on the plane. We land in Atlanta. And again, I have told you before that the Atlanta airport's pretty efficient, right? I just said that a few minutes ago. baggage claim is extremely efficient. I mean, typically by the time, regardless of where you are, even if you're at the gates closest to baggage claim, typically by the time you get to baggage claim, it's already running and your bags are there. Well, we get there, baggage claim's not running. We're waiting. And mind you, it is 11:15 at night now. Okay, 11:15, we're there waiting on our bags. We wait. Probably 20 minutes now after we've waited there, the baggage claim starts. Things are running around. I'm not kidding you, the fourth bag off is one of our suitcases. Life's great. Get it off. Typically, you put them both on at the same time, right? They come off generally in, you know, a decent amount of time between the two. So we wait. And we wait. And the last bag comes off. And even before that, I'd said, our luggage, there's something's wrong. Because typically they'll come off, you know, somewhat in order. No bag. So my bag has not arrived. So now we're at, I don't know, 11:45, almost 12. We have to go stand in line. Have to put a claim in. Have to talk to the agent. Put the claim in. She says they're going to mail our bags. So that's great. Finally, we get out to the bus that's going to take us to the car. The lady is in no hurry. It's just my wife and I. We wait another 10 minutes just sitting there. Finally, we go. We get to the car, and we head home. Patience. And my bag showed up 2 days later. It got mailed. So that was nice. So I tell you the story to tell you a couple things. One, in years past, I would have not handled that situation well. I would have been upset inside. I would have been pacing. I would have probably taken it out on my spouse. I would have probably taken it out on the people around me. I would have certainly taken it out on the agent that was there, who was super nice, by the way. And I was very nice to her because my thought life was very good in that moment, even though it was almost 1 a.m. And I reflected on the way kind of home, and I even said to Natalie, I said, you know, I was pretty patient there. And she goes, you were very patient. You know, almost like she gave me the look like, why were you so patient? And it's because I was in control of my body and I was in control of my thought life, right? And I knew that there was not one thing that I could do to change the situation. So even going out, even with the 4-hour delay, I really did a pretty good job staying aware, staying in the present, staying within myself, and then coming back, certainly, you know. So what are some of the things that I have learned to do that has changed over the years that has helped me become more patient? And again, disclaimer, I am not, certainly not perfect at this. Some days I'm not even good at this. But in this situation, I was extremely good. And I think it's beneficial for some of you who are not patient by nature and who struggle in this area. The first thing is to be very, very aware of your present. Be very aware of your present. So whatever is going around you, block out what's happened in the past, block out what you want to happen in the future, and just become aware. And ask yourself this question, what can I do in this moment to change the situation? What can I do in this moment to affect what is going on and what I feel like is happening to me? I think that's a great question. And if that answer is nothing, then right then and there, you start to tell you, there's nothing I can do. Do I like it? No. Do I want to be in the airport at midnight? No. Do I want my bag to not be here? No. Do I want to find out that they sent it to LA instead of Atlanta? No. Can I do anything about it? Not really. I can go report it to the agent. Now, I can be a jerk to the agent if I so choose. She didn't have anything to do with it, right? I can be kind to the agent and choose kindness. Guess what? You're probably going to get some kindness back. And she was extremely kind, extremely helpful. My bag shows up 2 days later, just like she said it would. But I was in the present moment, and I knew that I couldn't do anything to change the situation. And if you can't change it, then recognize that and realize that and know that the only thing you're doing in that moment, if you decide to let it overwhelm you And to let those emotions come out and come through you, you are just losing your power. That's all you're doing. And in those moments, I was able to retain my power. So no one around me knew if I was frustrated, if I was struggling, if I was upset. All they knew was I was a guy standing in line waiting for a bag at midnight. So much power in that, right? So much power in that. So ask yourself, is there something I can do? If the answer is yes, I can do something, then start going through and say, okay, what can I do and what makes the most sense for me in this moment? Because if you're able to affect change and if you're able to affect positive change, then you can take the steps to actually go do that. What are some things you can do? So there are times where, you know, there are things in your control. You're getting a little impatient. Maybe it's something at work. Maybe it's something you're waiting on from someone else at work. And maybe they're not delivering the way you think they should or even the way they're supposed to. What are some things you can do in that moment? You can email. You can text. You can call. Phones do actually still work if you pick them up and dial them, right? You can call. See what you can do to affect that positive change. And can you, in doing that, retain your power? Can you stay as patient as possible? Can you stay as calm as possible, knowing that you're trying to affect this change, but you want to retain that power? Because it comes so much more clearly for you and more lovingly, just quite frankly, when you're able to do that, because the other person receiving probably doesn't want to hear what you have to say anyway, especially if you're a boss, especially if you're an executive over them and you're asking for this and they haven't delivered. But if you can show up in a way, then you don't have to be a pushover, but you show up in a way that's kind but firm and patient because you're living in the present and because you're so in your own power, man, that will go so much farther than you losing it on them, right? Or you losing it on yourself, okay? So ask yourself, can I change this? And then answer it. If you can, great, see what you can do. If you can't, then know that. But stay in the present. And then one of the best things that you know, I think you can do, name the things you're grateful for, even through this impatience. You know, if you're stuck in traffic, what are some things you're thankful for? Hey, you're safe. You're in a car. You've got air conditioning, right? Your tires are pumped up. You have transportation. Like all of a sudden, even if you're late and even if it's a mess, there are things you can do to be grateful for in those moments, and your patience level will grow. You will become more patient, even if you don't want to. And here's the other thing. You can choose always to be impatient. You can choose that. But you can ask yourself, do I want to be impatient here? And if that answer is yes, then go on and be impatient. Do whatever you want to do. But notice if that's the way you really want to show up. Is that the version of yourself that you're wanting to display? I don't care about for other people. I mean, I do, but not really. But for you, are you wanting to show up in that way? Okay, so try those techniques this week. Try those if you notice you're getting patient. Ask yourself those questions. And then ask yourself, is this how I want to show up? And then you can go to that next level like we talk about and see where it's feeling inside of you. And then you can start naming that impatience, right? Is it in your heart? Is it in your chest? Is it in your back? You know, is it in your gut? Where do you feel that? And you go, oh, that's what impatience feels like. How do I start to change that? Well, some other ways you start to change is you start to change the way you're thinking about it, right? And that's what we do. And that will help you, my friends. That will help you each day become a little calmer, right? Become a little more in control. Become a little less anxious because you're not so impatient with all of those people around you. And remember, you can't control the humans. You can only control yourself. All right, friends. I hope that helps. Hope you have a great week. Reach out to me if I can help you. We'll see you next time. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.